Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, December 31st, the last Hardy Midday of the year, and welcome back. You're on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, and Hardy Midday is brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news now, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office would like to share some safety tips this New Year's weekend if you're going to be shooting off any fireworks. Never light fireworks indoors or near dry grass. Don't wear any loose clothing while using fireworks. Closely supervise children around fireworks at all times. Be careful with sparklers. They do heat up to 1,200 degrees. Point fireworks away from homes and other flammable substances, and always have a bucket of water or fire extinguisher ready. If you do happen to see anything suspicious tonight, remember to say something. If you see something, please call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or if there is an emergency, call 911. Please do not call 911 if it is not a true emergency. If it is an emergency, call 911. But if it is not an emergency, if you hear something suspicious but there is no crime in progress, call 863-773-4144. Your local events, Ready, Aim, Fire. It's the Wauchula Kiwanis Club's 26th annual clay shoot happening Saturday, January 15th. Individual registration starts at $125. It is a 100-shot course. Special prizes will be awarded to the top four-person team, along with top male, top female, and top youth shooters. You must provide ammunition, eye and hearing protection, and a cart if you desire. It all happens at Dark Hammock Legacy Ranch, 330 Clark Road in Lake Placid. Registration starts at 7:30 in the morning, mandatory safety briefing at 8:30, and the contest will begin at 9. For more information or questions, please call Margie Ludden at 863-381-9508. The number again, 863-381-9508. The Denim and Diamonds Annual Gala is coming soon, and the deadline for registration will close on January 3rd. For more information on how to sign up, visit hardycc.com/gala. And this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m., you can sell your used race car and street rod parts at Auburndale Speedway's third annual swap meet. Entry is $5. You can reserve a spot for $20. For more information or to sign up, call 863-944-1766 or email modmini97@gmail.com. That information, again, you can call 863-944-1766 or email modmini97@gmail.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Florida Distillers Company is still looking for an ingredients coordinator, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of inventory control and manufacturing experience are preferred. SG360 Clean is looking for part-time cleaners. Requirements include excellent work history, a successful criminal background check, and reliable transportation. And Cobb Site Development is looking for civil and site work project managers, a high school diploma or GED, and 3 years of project management experience are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable something inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we'll read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 79 degrees out, feels like 86. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, mostly sunny, shade temperature 80 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Wind south-southwest at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 12 miles per hour. Your humidity very humid at 68%. Air quality is excellent. The dew point 68 degrees. Cloud cover 26%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This afternoon, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening to becoming partly cloudy, areas of fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, light and variable winds. New Year's Day, patchy fog early in the morning, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. And New Year's Day night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Heading into Sunday as well, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. And Sunday night, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, lows in the mid-50s with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A three-judge panel unanimously dismissed a challenge to the North Carolina Right to Farm Act. National Hog Farmer says the challenge was brought by the Rural Empowerment Association for Community Help, North Carolina Environmental Justice Community Action Network, and Waterkeeper Alliance in 2019. The ruling was similar to a decision made earlier this year by a special panel of three Superior Court judges. In 2017, North Carolina lawmakers passed legislation to clarify and strengthen the state's right to farm laws. Spending on USDA's food and nutrition assistance programs jumped 30% in fiscal year 2020 to an inflation-adjusted record of $122.1 billion, abruptly reversing a six-year decline. This year's response to assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic included USDA waivers allowing flexibility in the administration of 15 existing food and nutrition assistance programs and the creation of two programs, Pandemic Electronic Benefit Transfer and the Farmers to Family Food Box Program. As we reach the end of the Phase 1 trade deal today, China has purchased U.S. ag commodities at a faster pace than last year. American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Veronica Nye says through November, we exported $30 billion to China, up 33% from the same period in 2020. Nye says Phase 1 ends today, making the relationship between U.S. and China all the more complicated going into 2022.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
With your Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. A reminder, as we close out 2021, in less than a year, the 2022 Census of Agriculture begins. The survey counts agriculture of all kinds and producers across the country who provide information about their operations. But before then, some ag producers in the Southeast who are new to the industry are already being contacted by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. The service has sent out its National Agricultural Classification Survey, or NACS for short.
Not all agricultural operations will get a NACS. Only if there's new ones that we are not sure whether they are involved in agriculture or not are the ones that end up getting the NACS surveys. The survey due date is January 24th, and they can either reply by mail or they can go online to our agriculturecounts.usda.gov website.
That's Kathy Shearer with the National Agricultural Statistics Service. She says this is a precursor to the 2022 National Census of Agriculture. It helps identify those involved in some kind of ag activity and acquire basic farm information. The agriculture operations are required to complete the survey. It is thought of as one of the most important early steps to determine who should receive next year's Census of Agriculture questionnaire. The agency says its mission is to give every U.S. producer the opportunity to share their voice in the ag census.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Well, it looks like the post office did manage to avoid a repeat of last year's holiday shipping nightmare.
Unlike a year ago when there were massive shipping delays, 2021 holiday season deliveries went smoothly for the most part. ShipMatrix, which analyzes shipping package data, reports that 97% of the Postal Service's shipments were on time during a two-week period in December. A company spokesman says shippers were better prepared and they were aided by a trend toward more people shopping in stores instead of ordering online. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More rough seas for the coronavirus-battered cruise ship industry. The CDC recommending that people avoid cruises regardless of their COVID vaccination status. The airlines hard hit by staff shortages, canceling more than 1,000 U.S. flights so far today. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with NBA action from Thursday, and when it mattered most, the Sixers came through to beat the Nets.
Three wins in a row for the Sixers after a strong finish lifted them to a 110-102 decision over the Nets. Philly took the lead for good with 3:14 to go at 100-97 on an and-one from Joel Embiid, who finished with a game-high 34.
We didn't accomplish anything, you know, crazy. You know, we just played against another NBA team, and we won the game. It's the regular season, so it's really nothing to really be that excited about.
The Sixers closed with a 13-5 run. That was good enough to overcome a command performance from Kevin Durant and James Harden. Each scored 33, while the Harden resume also included 14 boards and 10 assists. I'm Bruce Morton.
Elsewhere yesterday, Washington over Cleveland. This is SRN Sports. Moving on to the National Hockey League. Thursday action included Carolina blanking the Canadiens 4-0. Florida 9, Tampa Bay 3. Columbus beat Nashville 4-3 in a shootout. It was the Islanders over the Sabres 4-1. Flames 6, Seattle 4. The Sharks got by Philadelphia 3-2 in overtime. Kings 2, Vancouver 1 in a shootout. College football, Peyton Thorne's 22-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Reed gave number 11 Michigan State the lead with less than 3 minutes remaining, as the Spartans overcame an 11-point deficit to beat number 13 Pittsburgh 31-21 in the Peach Bowl. South Carolina earned a 38-21 victory over North Carolina in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. Jaheim Bell had 5 catches for 159 yards and 2 touchdowns. The Music City Bowl in Nashville went overtime with Purdue emerging victorious 48-45 over Tennessee. Mitchell Finneran kicked a 39-yard field goal for the win. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. But if you're not there during the daytime, they are always available at fnbwauchula.com on the web. And if you have an account with First National Bank of Wauchula, don't forget, you can use their new electronic banking system to manage your accounts anywhere, anytime. Your quote for the day: my New Year's resolution is to help all my friends gain 10 pounds so I look skinnier. That's a win for me. Tune in not tomorrow, but next year for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, and have a happy new year. For recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.